Welcome to the podcast Glow from the Inside Out, hosted by me, Shanaz, entrepreneur and founder of Lumiglow Skincare, makeup artist, wife and mom of two. I'm sharing my self-development journey on this podcast, bringing positivity into your day and helping you live a happier and more fulfilling life. Welcome back to Glow from the Inside Out. I'm your host, Shanaz. And gosh, I hope you guys have been having a good week because I have not. I'm not joking when I say these last 3 months have been rubbish. Honestly, I don't even know what is going on. My friend, my Reiki master friend said to me, I feel like I've been cursed. I feel like that is the same for me. Like, I don't think I've ever been in such uncomfortable positions. Although mentally, I'm in a much better space, as in I can handle things a lot better, but my body is in like this full anxiety mode. And it's literally been like, I don't know, like a series of bad news. I don't know what's going on. I know this is a new, with the Chinese New Year, and we've gone into new energy and the Phoenix rising and all the stuff that things were going to change. People are having a lot of difficulties. There's been illnesses, there's been loss of money, there's been lots of things that's happening. And it is absolutely crazy. So anyway, I'm feeling the fear. I'm in the fear. And I think really what I want to talk about this week is how to get yourself out of that crippling fear and that self kind of sabotage. We've spoken about self-sabotage before, but I think when you're in the absolute fear, it cripples you. And then I become like procrastinating and I can't function and I can't think and I can't do because I'm like clouded by so much fear of basically what's going to happen in the future. We can't predict what's going to happen in the future and it can really hold you back. Now, you know, for those of you who listen, I absolutely love the Superhuman app. I've been listening to a lot more. And if any of you guys listen to that lovely interview that I did with Mark, I was on his podcast last week. It was absolutely fabulous. I'm going to be hopefully doing way more. My amazing coach has helped me put like such a beautiful pitch together so that I am basically wanting to get on with other people, spread the word, talk about self-love and basically do the things that I can control, you know. And it's made me, I think when you are in absolute fear or things are happening or things are out of your control and things are not going your way and you're feeling so uncomfortable or you're feeling like in physical pain, I think the answer is to level up and change how you do things, how you, mine's definitely within my business. Like now it's making me really look. So from January, I've had a whole load of stuff happen. I don't know why, but it is happening. Maybe it's this huge lesson that I have to learn that I need to change things. So that's kind of where I'm at. Going back to the Superhuman app, that's really helped me. There's great meditations and affirmations. But I was talking to Mark about it last week and the message from your future self. Oh my gosh, I love them. And it's literally like it can read my mind. So I've been working on this week with Anna about, you know, pitching to be on podcasts. And then I get this email saying, I want to remind you of this. Your values, your belief, your voice, they matter. You really have the potential to change the world. How crazy is that? Keep going. Your future self. Like, I mean, hello. It's like reading my mind. It's like, this is where I want to be. I think as we go along in our journey, you know, when I started out, it was like, I want to have a skincare brand and I want to make some money and I want to be free. And I didn't really kind of deep dive into things. You know, I had been a makeup artist for a long time. And then it was like, well, I should be doing this. Okay, so now I'm doing this. I didn't really know what I was doing. Now I'm kind of working out what I need to be doing. And Anna has really helped me get there because I never deep dived into the why, the vision, the mission, what I want the business to represent, what I want Lumiglow to represent, how I want people to feel, the community that I want to grow. I want people to be part of it, to feel nurtured, to be taken care of, the Glow workshops, and to then go on podcasts and to be on stage at some point. Now, I didn't know any of this about myself. I didn't really know where I wanted to be. And it's kind of unfolding itself. And I think, all these uncomfortable things that are happening in my life right now is helping me level up and really look at like, what do I want? And how can I change things? And how can I be better? How can I show up every day? And what can I do to serve, as Brenda Burchard says, like, how can you serve others? And I think by sharing your voice and your message to others and being there for like friends, for example, I've got a few friends that are going through some stuff physically, you know, health wise, and also emotionally wise, relationship wise, confidence wise. And as I've gone through this process, like, I've learned a lot. I can really help and share and, you know, make somebody else feel better. And I don't want to be a coach. Maybe I should have been a coach, I don't know. But I feel like there's a purpose for me. It's more than just selling skincare. It's more than, you know, doing a glow workshop. I definitely feel now that I'm going in the right direction by really working on all these deep diving things, by understanding my human design and what my purpose is. That I never thought about my purpose before. People used to always like, why am I here? You know, why, you know, in a religious sense. I never thought about that. I literally lived in this bubble of, you know, I was very chaotic, very irresponsible, you know, didn't have any respect for my money and just spending it and crazy and parties and just like having all this fun and not really taking life seriously, not taking myself seriously. And now it's like I'm having to grow up in a way that I've never experienced before. And it is so uncomfortable. I've cried many times over the last week, like literally just, it's been tough. And this Phoenix rising, it's me. I think me, I'm rising. I am having to step out of my comfort zone, putting myself out there, dig deep, look at what I do, like restructuring the business. How do I want it to be? The message I want to get across? What are we going to do to make it better and more beautiful and bring people into the community? And that really is like the most, I think, important thing. And so I'm really learning these things, and these incredible women in my life, these amazing coaches, these, you know, transformational coaches, mindset, soulful, you know, magnetic, all these words, all these values that I really are just trying to incorporate into my life. But fuck, it's been hard. Really, it's been hard. Anyway, so, and I was listening last night to Susie Ashworth. She got a great podcast episode about the self-sabotage and, you know, what we do to self-sabotage and like what's kind of going in our life. I really loved it. I can't remember everything now, but one thing that stood out for me is like looking at like, what do you see in the future? Like, record it. So record yourself, which I'm actually going to do today. Record like, what is my vision? What is my goal? And then listen to it every day and just try and embody it and to try and get out of that fear. I'm terrified. It's like I've reverted back to my 7-year-old scared self, that, you know, now I'm kind of having to like stand up for myself and what do I want? And yeah, I'm just like, I'm in massive fear, but I'm trying to crawl my way out of it. It's my wedding anniversary today. We're 15 years married and we're both so stressed out, trying to level up and hustle and, you know, create an amazing life for our children and be financially free and all those kind of things. And we're both like, oh, it's like, let's put some music on. Let's liven ourselves up. We're going to go out for dinner later. It's the first year that I actually haven't like planned a whole thing because I've been so focused on the negative stuff that's been going on rather than the amazing stuff that I have in my life, which is beautiful friends, beautiful family, a husband that loves me. My children are beautiful. I have my health. I have a strong, capable body. I have a strong, capable mind. I'm the strongest I've ever been in my whole entire life. I am doing things I never did before. I'm doing lives. Even though I cancelled the one today, I'm going to do it as I'm recording the day before. But when you hear this, it will be a Good Friday. I'm going to be going on doing a live 11 o'clock South African time at Lumi Doclo's Skin. And then on Saturday, I'm going to be doing one on Shanaz Loves Beauty, just kind of like my morning reset routine. So it's really kind of just getting myself out, carrying on. Like a lot of the time, today I actually cancelled it because I just was like, I'm late, take care of my daughter, get her for a blood test, taking care of my friend's son. And it was just like, you know what? I need to just feel comfortable and at ease when I'm doing the live. I don't want to be in like full panic mode. So they are coming and I'm going to keep doing them, keep showing up for myself. And I just feel so much better when I do. Okay, I'm going to take a quick break and I'll be right back. Are you struggling with stressed out skin? With your skin in need of some serious love, hydration and some glow? Do you want to be rocking the known makeup look? Well, at Lumi Glow, we've got you. We care about skin. We care about clean, active ingredients that are suitable for sensitive skin and that will make all our customers glow from the outside in. But what's often forgotten is how to glow from the inside out. All women deserve to love themselves for who they are on the inside and how they feel or look on the outside, which is why we are brand for all women wherever they are on their glow journey. If this sounds like this is for you, then go on www.lumiglowskin.com or www.lumiglowskin.co.uk and use the code LOVELUMIGLOW10 to get your special discount. What are you waiting for? Get busy shopping. Okay, I am back. We're totally winging it today, as per usual. Every week, it's like, what am I going on? What's happening in my life? What do I want to talk about? What I want to share? I want to bring up another message I got for my future self emails, because all these things are, I literally feel like they're mind readers. I don't know. It's crazy. This one that I got last week was, when your energy is aligned with clarity and positivity, the universe will give you more of exactly that. Take a moment to center yourself and tap into that feeling. Visualize the life you desire and believe that it's already on its way to you. Your thoughts and emotions are powerful magnets. Remember, with every positive and magnetizing thought, you will attract more of exactly that into your life. I love you, your future self. Well, I've not been doing that. And I think the more we are in fear and the more we are in negative, now it's okay to feel uncomfortable if something's upset you and stuff's going on. It's okay to kind of feel it and sit in it. But I think I've been so in fear that I'm now magnetizing all this other stuff into my life. I've literally, don't think I've ever had so much bad news. And they say things come in threes. Well, it's come in like, I don't know, 20s. And I think that this is a big lesson. This is a universe knocking at the door saying you need to deal with it. It's like my money mindset. You know, I know all the mindset stuff. I know all the things that I've learned. I've learned with my coaches. And it is looking at how I can do things differently. Like, what can I do? How can I pivot? How can I just, yes, there's fear, but from that fear, rise up and really kind of be more focused. And what I found in the last week or so that I've, the procrastination that I used to have has really been rife. And I will sit there just like panic about the future, which I have no idea what's going to happen tomorrow, on the weekend, next week, in 2 weeks, in a month, in 2 months. I don't know. And I'm so busy focusing on, oh my God, I am not focusing on the right now. And what I've tried to be doing is like, even though things are happening, like, you know, I've changed my social media agency and we're really, I'm so excited for how Lumi Glow is going to be looking on Instagram and we're going to grow our TikTok and on things on Pinterest and just really how we are out there. The voice, the message that we're going to grow our community, all those things are really exciting, but I've not been focusing on that. I keep saying, oh my God, but the money's not coming in. Oh my God, but the sales are not happening. And actually when I look at it, you know, like I went on a call yesterday, it was a webinar and it was Dermalogica. And basically Klaviyo is a marketing, it's an email like MailChimp. And, you know, you do all your, you know, get everything out there and how you market yourself and you have your flow emails. And if you are in business, you've got your flow emails, you've got your welcome email when someone's bought something, your abandoned cart, just your normal newsletters. And I realized like I hadn't really put that much effort into the message. And listening to the team at Dermalogica, like how they do it and how you want to pull people in and how you want to add value to people and how you want people to come back, because there are so many skincare brands out there. And I have to remember that, like so many skincare brands. And I am like a little tiny speck in amongst a million of them. And how am I going to stand out? What am I going to do to really stand out that people are beginning to be like, wow, I need to be part of that. And it all goes down to like your email marketing and the videos and the content and the people that you're working with and, you know, the message that I'm bringing and, you know, that dancer energy, the Glow workshops, the podcasts, the stories, the things that I can teach people, all those things come under one, you know. And so it's really, when you're in that fear, I think you've got to take yourself out for a minute. Say, where is this fear coming from? What am I so afraid of? What is it triggering? Where has it come from? And what can I do to change my state of mind right now? Really, what can I do? What am I doing? Or what am I not doing? What do I need to do differently? How can I change my mindset? How can I change how I feel? How can I take back control of my life? What can I do to level up? And I think with me, it's with my business and the message and everything. I've been in the state where when I launched it, I wasn't myself. I know that I wanted to do this and I wanted to follow my dream, but I didn't understand why. And really, I do now. And it's like I've woken up again. I had like an awakening when COVID happened, but I'm having another awakening with my business and understanding myself and how important the message is, because people are not buying anymore. Not like, you know, yes, people will buy when someone else says it's amazing. Like if you've got, there's an amazing creator called Bambi Does Beauty. I love her. Her following is growing at an exponential rate. And what I like about her is not only is her skin amazing, but she's sharing stuff, real stuff about life and boyfriends and work and this and that. And all these things that people want to hear and people don't normally say online, but also at the same time giving you amazing like tips and tricks. So yes, people are buying products because someone amazing will say it's amazing and they're showing it's amazing. But because there are so many products out there, you know, it can be very confusing. There's like just as a sea of skincare. And I think what I'm understanding and what I'm learning now and what Anna has helped me do is to really hone in on that message, to really make people feel kind of like part of a community. And we're here to take care of you. And we are here to make it simple, here to kind of nurture you and love you and mother you and feel good about yourself and have that self-acceptance about yourself. And everybody's included. And I think that's what I really want to do. There's another amazing brand here in South Africa called L'Elive, and they are all inclusive. I love that. I think Standard Beauty as well. She's doing such an incredible job. And, you know, those kind of things, those kind of people are inspiring. And I've had to really like take a look. And while I'm in this fear of worrying about everything that's kind of going wrong, it's made me think, right, okay, how are we presenting ourselves? How are our presentations? What are we talking about? How are we going to sell to people that it's so clear and obvious what we're about? Who are the people that I can work with? What beautiful content can we create? How can we increase the awareness? You know, I'm working with a great new agency, so, and they're putting some beautiful content together and it all looks much more uniform, more beautiful. And I think it's those things where now I'm in the fear. I need to just be patient. That's the thing that I've struggled with, is patient, waiting for the timing. Susie Ashworth is like, you know, trust plus miracles. No, trust plus magic equals miracles, I think. And it's the trust element. When you are in fear, how can you trust yourself? Like I trust myself in some stuff, but I have serious problems with trusting in divine timing and what's going to happen. I then go into full-blown panic mode and anticipate all the worst stuff. And it's been important. I think these things have been important because I've had to be more serious about my life and just grow up. So I think these lessons have had to be learned, but it's also just taught me like, how can I improve my business? Because I went in here very kind of haphazardly. As I've always said, I didn't know what I was doing. Now it's kind of like I've reawakened a second time round. And now it's my year of transformation. So I think for everybody, this year, this strange time, this first quarter of the year has been so weird and crazy. And I mean, I've had some fun, but I just felt so uncomfortable in my body. And the anxiety, and it's like, how do I pull myself out of that every day? What do I need to do? I need to be way more on it, way more organized. My mindset has to be on check. I need to be showing up every single day as my best self. And if I'm not feeling it, take myself away for a walk, like rather than just like sitting there with panic going, oh my God, what am I going to do? And just feeling like the world is over. So That's kind of where I'm at. It's a shorter episode today because it is my wedding anniversary and I want to finish off my work and go and have a lovely time with my husband. Children are sleeping out and yeah, just kind of enjoy and be in the love and nurture. That relationship part is so important and we can plan out like how we're going to hit the next quarter of this year and just keep putting our best foot forward. I just think if you are feeling in fear, if you are feeling in pain, if you are just feeling like, oh, reach out to somebody, do some journaling, look at what you can change, what you can do, stand in your truth, be your authentic self and take care of yourself. Be kind to yourself. Don't be so hard on yourself. I'm so hard on myself and I want people to, that's what I want to teach people. And that's something that I need to continually learn and to just give myself some love and realize how far I've come and stop focusing on what I'm failing on, but focusing on what I have done and what I'm going to keep on doing, which is bring magic. I wanted to bring this onto YouTube today and we've downloaded this new app, Riverside, but I was like, oh my God, oh, so we need to work it out. So next week, we're going to be on YouTube and I'm going to put the video up of me and Mart as well. It was such a great interview onto our Lumi Glow YouTube. Please follow the Lumi Glow YouTube channel. As we hit certain landmarks, you are going to be doing giveaways. And any of you that want to kind of, you know, do some amazing content for me, get in touch. Don't forget to follow at lumi.glowskin. And if you want to be part of my glow workshops at Shanaz Loves Beauty, drop me a DM or you can email me at shanazlovesbeauty.com. And I'd love to hear from you and rate, review and subscribe, share with your friend. And I really hope that you got something from this. Come and join my glow tribe, Lumi Glow. Your skin is going to be amazing. We've got a new product coming next month. I'm so excited. That really does help with brightening of the skin. It's exciting, exciting, exciting. And yeah, just feel the fear and do it anyway. And yeah, give yourself some love and have a beautiful weekend. And I'll see you guys next week. Bye.